This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians 5:19-23. It says there, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness and wild parties, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." End of quote. I like different types of fruit. Thank God He recently gave us a new house, and in the backyard we have several fruit trees. I'm sure you like fruit as well. We all enjoy the taste of rich and tasty fruits, don't we? Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John 15:4. He said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you. A branch cannot bear fruit if it is disconnected from the vine, and neither will you if you are not connected to me." End of quote. A branch to produce fruit, it has to be connected to the vine. So are you and I. Jesus said, and it is recorded in verse 5 with the very next verse. He said, "He is the vine and you are the branches." Beloved, you see, if you are to produce magnificent fruit, you have to stay connected to Jesus Christ. Fruit producing comes out of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When I look at the fruit trees, I understand this truth. A branch is connected to the vine, and then only it can produce fruits. A disconnected branch from the vine never produces fruit. Bible gives us a list of the acts of the flesh and fruit of the Holy Spirit in today's insight. The acts of the flesh, when we are not properly connected to the vine, that is Jesus Christ, are sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and so forth. You see, this is the habitual lifestyle if you do not abide or live in Jesus Christ. Now, see the very next list of the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in you when you live in Jesus. They are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Beloved, how about you? To me, I want to be more loving, joyful, and peaceful. I want to radiate forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control from my life. I believe you want more of these things in your life, don't you? Don't you want to be more kind, gentle, and faithful? Don't you want to enjoy more love, joy, and peace? The question is, how do you experience and produce these fruits? You see, the secret is simple. Our today's insights say, abide in Jesus to enjoy and produce these wonderful fruits. Abide in Jesus means to go to Him in prayer and say to Him, you want to live in Him every day and all day. He loves to hear it from you. Begin to read the Bible and begin to memorize the Bible verses and talk to Him in prayer. Jesus loves you, and He died to pay for all of your sins. He paid it all to save you from your guilt and stain-filled past. He paid it all to free you from the consequences of your sins. Bible says in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." End of quote. You see, upon accepting Jesus as your Savior, He forgives you, He purifies you, and gives you eternal and everlasting life when you close your eyes here on this planet Earth. Beloved, you are unconditionally loved by Him. Listen again. God loves you unconditionally, no conditions attached. God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, because He loves you, cares for you, and wants to bless you with all His magnificent blessings. Remember, it is time for a change in your life. May that happen today. You want to enjoy more love, joy, and peace. You want to be more kind, gentle, and faithful. You want self-control amid all that life throws at you. Come to Jesus now. He offers the fruit that you could never purchase from any other source, only by abiding in Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in Jesus Christ. I know He died and rose again to save me. He gave His life to save me from my sins. Please forgive my sins. I turn to You in repentance today. Lord, I know I am the branch and You are the vine. I want to live in You every day and all day. As I live in You, help me to enjoy and share with others all the heavenly fruit that You produce in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.